This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Lululemon's leadership gap, a communication crisis. Can you lead a company with no one at the wheel? What happened? Lululemon is pushing forward with aggressive international growth plans while simultaneously searching for a new CEO and managing conflict among its board members. The company is trying to expand its global footprint at the exact moment its leadership structure is in flux. This is a high-stakes balancing act that puts the organization's internal communication under enormous pressure. The communication angle. Here is the question every professional should be asking. How do you send a confident message outward when everything inside is uncertain? Most organizations in Lululemon's position make the same mistake. They stay silent about the leadership void, assuming that silence reads as stability. It does not. Silence reads as chaos. When a company announces bold expansion plans without a clear leader attached to them, the audience, investors, employees, international partners fills in the blanks themselves, and they never fill them in favorably. The right move is what I call anchor communication. You pick one stable element, and you build every message around it. For Lululemon, that anchor is the brand itself. The expansion story works if the company consistently says the strategy is set, the direction is locked, and leadership continuity is a process, not a crisis. That reframes the CEO search from a sign of weakness into a sign of intentional transition. The difference between those two readings is entirely about word choice and sequencing. The boardroom conflict is the harder problem. Internal disputes have a way of leaking outward through tone, through inconsistent statements, through the small contradictions that reporters notice. When board members are not aligned, spokespeople start hedging. They say things like, "We are evaluating options instead of here is what we are doing." Hedging is a confession. It tells the audience that the people inside the room do not agree. What Lululemon needs right now is one voice with one clear message. Not a committee statement, not a press release written by consensus. One person designated and credible saying, "This is our plan, this is our timeline, and this is why it is the right move." That kind of clarity does not require a permanent CEO. It requires communication discipline. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on speaking with authority under pressure gives your framework for separating what you know from what you're still figuring out, and communicating both honestly without losing your audience's confidence. The skill is not pretending certainty you do not have. It is being clear and direct about the certainty you do have, which turns out to be enough. The takeaway. Before your organization's next public-facing statement during a period of internal uncertainty, identify the single most stable fact you can stand on. Write it down. Make sure every spokesperson knows it and uses it first. Everything else gets built on top of that foundation. One anchor, used consistently, prevents the drift that kills credibility. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.